Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, I've tried to use Facebook with my screen reader, and I'm pretty good with a screen reader, but it isn't easy, let me tell you. This week, though, we're going to talk about an application from GW Micro called Socialize, which makes it a lot easier for a person using a screen reader to interact with Facebook.
We'll be talking with Stephen Clower from GW Micro about GW Socialize and also about GW Connect, and at the end of the show about the new partnership between GW Micro and Microsoft to provide a free version of WindowEyes to users of Office. Before we get into this week's show, however, we have an announcement to make. In the spring issue of Word Gathering, which is an online journal of disability-related poetry and prose, they feature an interview of us. And coordinated with that, in show 1402, we interviewed them about the journal. So if you're interested in hearing more about the Word Gathering journal, listen to show 1402. And if you're interested in reading either the printed interview they did of us or a side essay of Pete's about how music has been an important part of his life, go to wordgathering.com and look for that. They make it easy to find.
But as usual, we'll have links to all of that and the previous shows in our show notes at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
Getting back to this week's show, let's turn to our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from a show we did about a year and a half ago in which Victor Tsaran spoke about why it was so important for the visually impaired to use social media. And this was show 1240 and the associated show with that 1241 about how you could use social media, but that was before Socialize came out, which made this much easier.
If you're looking for a job, if you want to be exposed to the outside world, you probably want to be involved in some kind of social media. Honestly speaking, I think learning about the social media tools for a contemporary person is just as important as knowing how to use Microsoft Word or any other word processing application, because it is increasingly becoming an inseparable part of our lives. And unfortunately, especially among blind community, people just tend to shy away from complexity. But soon we won't have an option of doing that because everything is on social media. And it is going to become increasingly important if we want to reach that equality that everybody's talking about. To be equal members of society means basically taking the same burdens that society has.
Now we'll talk about some tools that do make social media more easily accessible to the visually impaired.
Let's start by meeting Stephen Clower from GW Micro and learning a bit about GW Micro and what products they have.
Hello, everyone. My name is Stephen Clower, and I'm a product support specialist and app developer at GW Micro. I originally come from the Dallas-Fort Worth area of North Texas, grew up there, went to college there, graduated from the University of North Texas, I guess it was about 6 years ago. So relatively young out of college. I have been legally blind since birth. If anyone is curious, the condition is actually called Leber's congenital amaurosis, or LCA for short. It's a form of retinitis pigmentosa, pretty rare.
And what's your vision like now?
I went to a lab probably about 15 years ago when I was 12 or 13, and they diagnosed my vision then as being comparable to a healthy 104-year-old. It has decreased since then. I'm not total, but it's certainly not as good as it was.
And I take it you use screen readers and Braille?
Yes, absolutely. I grew up with screen readers. I grew up with Braille. In fact, my older sister has the same condition, and as does my twin brother. We learned print, Braille, and speech all at the same time.
Now, how long have you been with GW Micro?
A little over 3 years now. I was brought on primarily to do product support, but I've since branched out into taking over a lot of their audio work, writing the documentation, and yes, doing some development. You'll see my work throughout WindowEyes itself and in some of our other apps that we have. And I've done some other development on the side, you know, dabbled in Android. I've got a couple apps up on the Play Store, looking into getting to iOS if I can ever get a Mac. I'm a nerd. I'm a geek at heart. It's what I do. It's what I love.
We're going to be talking about products from GW Micro. Can you give a brief overview of what GW Micro does?
So we've been around since 1990, and our main goal is to provide hardware and software solutions for people who are blind and low vision. You know, our main product is WindowEyes. That is a screen reader for Windows. It allows people who can't see the screen either because of poor vision or, you know, perhaps deteriorating vision, they can use the computer independently without needing to look at a screen at all and completely from the keyboard. And over the years, we've also sold different Braille type hardware. We currently sell some reading systems as well. So if you need something to scan your mail, books, or other print material, we have a couple of different solutions just depending on whether you want something that's totally standalone or that works in conjunction with an existing computer setup. Let's see. And of course, we sell a couple of other products, including our GW Connect Skype application and our GW Socialize Facebook application.
In the focus topic, we'll be talking about GW Socialize, but GW Connect for Skype has been around longer. Can you talk a bit about that now?
So GW Connect is a program we wrote to make the Skype interface more accessible to people who are blind or low vision. And the way this works is we took advantage of what's called the Skype Kit program, which is something that Skype created several years back. It's essentially a headless Skype client. So it runs in the background. It doesn't actually show anything, but it provides access to the majority of Skype features. So what we did was we wrote an accessible interface around all of these feature sets and shipped that as GW Connect. So while you can still access the Skype service, you're not using the Skype client directly. And so that gives us the total freedom rather than having to keep scripts up to date or just constantly keeping up with changes in the Skype user interface, which I've dealt with firsthand. I know that script developers with other products have had to fight with. This was something that we could do. We could create the accessible design from the get-go. And the nice thing is, because we have control of that interface, we're also not obligated to change it all the time. We can leave it alone, and it'll just keep working.
I gather GW Connect can work with any screen reader. It's not restricted to using WindowEyes.
Yep, this is actually the very first product that we wrote that would work regardless of the screen reader that you use. In fact, we went out of our way to make sure that any custom messages that we spoke with GW Connect would work with other products like JAWS or NVDA or System Access or Dolphin. And I think that's a first in this industry. I am just FYI talking to you through GW Connect.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is GW Micro's newest product, Socialize.
We wanted to highlight in this show the GW Socialize application that you've put together. And I understand this is an application for the visually impaired to work with Facebook. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. So GW Socialize is a program that we developed to make Facebook easier for people who are blind or low vision to take advantage of. And I don't want to make this come across as saying that blind people can't use Facebook, because that's not true. But the reason we created this was, for one, we pay a lot of attention to customer feedback. And, you know, we constantly get requests, hey, can you do this? Can you write this app? Can you make this website talk? And I mean, by leaps and bounds, the most often thing that we got requests on was from people wanting to make Facebook easier to use. The main Facebook website, it is usable, and Facebook should be commended for making strides in improving access to the site. But even so, it's very large, it's very cluttered. There's a lot of ads, a lot of things happening just constantly. And if you're, say, not a tech-savvy user, or you just don't care, you just want to get to the meat of the material, that can be a lot of data to wade through.
Well, let me tell you, I'm a pretty tech-savvy person and very comfortable using screen readers, but I find the Facebook pages very daunting in terms of getting around. As you say, they're extremely cluttered. It's very difficult for me to find things. And frankly, it's often just too much of an effort to use. So I find other methods of communicating.
Exactly. And for quite a while, there has been, you know, there's been their mobile website, which for a very long time is what we recommended people visit. You can go to m.facebook.com to check that out. It's a cut down version. It's not as cluttered, but over time, it's, you know, getting more and more cluttered as mobile devices can take advantage of ever-changing web pages. So for all of those reasons, we created GW Socialize.
And what makes GW Socialize special?
Probably the key difference between this and the main Facebook website is that GW Socialize is not a website. It is an actual Windows application. So you have standard Windows controls. You can up and down arrow between status updates. If you're going to post something or send a message to somebody, you get a real dialog box that you can interact with. And just overall, it's a lot more streamlined and much more efficient in a lot of ways. And it certainly gets rid of all of the extra clutter. You have no clutter.
Does GW Socialize run only on a Windows platform then?
Currently, that is the case. All the software that we develop at GW Micro is strictly for Windows, at least for now.
How does GW Socialize work with Facebook?
The nice thing with Socialize and the way that we talk to Facebook, there's really no distinction between using the main or the mobile site, because those are just interfaces to the same data, essentially. So what GW Socialize does, it doesn't go and look on the Facebook website exactly. It talks to Facebook directly and says, hey, I need this information, and Facebook will spit that information back. And we can go through and make that information accessible regardless of where it came from, because in the end, it doesn't really matter. It's just data. Data is data.
Now, having developed this as a Windows application, presumably this is a lot more screen reader friendly and should be a lot more familiar to people using screen readers in terms of how to work the interface, how it's laid out, and how to act with the program. Is that right?
Yeah, that's something that we really do pride ourselves on. Is we've been in this industry for almost 25 years, and we really understand how blind or low vision people use an application from the keyboard. So we know everything needs to be accessible when you hit the tab key. Every menu needs to have a shortcut. Every graphic needs to have a label. Or better yet, don't use any graphics, use text labels, you know, things like that. So if you are in Windows and you want to use GW Socialize, it will work with any screen reader that you're running.
Now, was this application developed in conjunction with some specific SDK or software development kit provided by Facebook, or did you have to develop this totally from scratch and interact with their website to obtain the information you needed to get into your application?
Well, I'll try to keep this from not being too technical, but you're asking about an SDK or software development kit. Facebook doesn't really have one in the sense that you might be familiar with developing against other platforms. What they do have is an API or application programming interface, which is essentially a set of, you know, it's just a very documented way of saying when you send a request to us, you have to put things in this order, and then we will return type of data in X format and spit that back at you.
And then you can presumably output it and display it how you'd like to display it.
So it would have been certainly nice had there been an existing SDK that we could just piggyback off of, kind of like what we did with GW Connect. That was the inspiration to continue this whole social media application development thing. But they didn't have one, so yeah, we pretty much had to start from scratch with this one.
That's an interesting approach, so that you don't have to interact directly with their web page, but you can just grab the information with the API from their databases.
Exactly.
So that's a nice feature. You don't have to be updating your code all the time.
So the other thing I got the impression from what you said, because GW Socialize is a freestanding application, you can use that with pretty much any screen reader. You're not restricted to Windows.
That's right. And this is something else that I think is a first in our industry. When we first created GW Connect, which was an alternate interface to access the Skype service, we opened that to everybody. We could have just limited that to WindowWise customers, but it was one of those things that, you know, we developed it, it worked well, and we wanted everyone who needed it to be able to get it. So that was true with GW Connect, which was a big success, and so we continued that with GW Socialize.
So can you give us an idea a little bit more specifically about how this works? I assume it's like any other program on your system. You run it, an interface comes up. What are people going to see? What should they expect when the program comes up? What's different between this way of interacting with Facebook than going to their URL?
Well, the biggest difference, when you start GW Socialize, you're placed in a window that has just a few things in it. First, it has a menu bar on the top where you can, say, post something to Facebook or change what you're looking at, for example, messages, things like that. You can configure its options. But your focus is actually first placed in a list. And this list contains the most recent status updates that your Facebook friends have posted. In fact, I do have GW Socialize running right now on my laptop over here. So what I can do is I'm going to go to the top of the list with the home key, which is a standard Windows command.
WFAA-TV post Dale Hansen will be tweeting live under Dalluisburg from 8-9 p.m. Central about the Michael Sam story and Dale's commentary that has gone viral. Use Hansen unclicked and join the conversation. Comments 8 last update 8:27 p.m. 1 of 39.
So there you heard, I was on item 1 of 39 and WindowWise, in this case, which is what I'm using to read this, spoke the entire status. So rather than have to go through headings or tab or whatever, I can just use my up and down arrow keys like I would expect.
Which is a lot more familiar to users of screen readers than how you would expect to do it on this Facebook web page itself.
Exactly. Because visually, if you're looking at Facebook, you can scroll with your eyes. But that doesn't always translate well to a screen reader when you're browsing using either browse mode or virtual PC cursor mode or whatever you want to call it. So in this case, I can skip past all the garbage, just hit down and go to the next post.
Cricket hasn't post Cricket hasn't commented on her own status. If there wasn't fever involved, then I need a nap and a sandwich post Cricket hasn't comments 3 last update 8:20 p.m. 2 of 39.
That was a strange post. And this is just like any other application. There's nothing overly fancy about how to navigate this particular interface.
What else can you show us?
If I hit tab, I will find a list of every one of my Facebook friends.
Friends are Aaron T. Kaminsky, presence offline on selected list view 1 of 167.
So in this list, you can choose to send that person a message, view their timeline or their wall, send them a chat if you're logged into Facebook chat, and all of those other types of actions that you would expect to be able to do.
So you presumably arrow down to one of your friends, hit enter, and another dialog pops up with a variety of actions you can perform.
Right. Or in this case, you can hit your applications key or Shift F10, which is essentially the equivalent of doing a right click and bring up a context menu.
Context menu. Open. O dialog. Chat. See dialog. Open. O.
So in this case, I can only do open and chat for this particular person. But, you know, the options that you see will just depend on whether that particular contact is signed in at the time.
Now, it's nice to be able to read everything on Facebook, but in order to create something that others can read, the biggest thing would be putting up a status update, as we do every week when we announce that week's show in Facebook on Eyes on Success. How do you do that?
So if we keep tabbing,
update status, new edit box.
Here's a nice, convenient edit box where I can just type a status update. So I just type, this is a test, and I can hit enter. And it would post that status. And you can also adjust the privacy of your status update from this same window. So you don't even have to go into a menu to tell people what you're doing. You can just type it, hit enter, and move about. But say you wanted to post a photo or a video or a link, we do provide another interface which you can either get to from our menu bar or hit Control N. And that brings up a separate dialog. And then you can just attach the item that you want. So again, you can pretty much post anything that you would expect to from the main Facebook site without having to deal with all the main Facebook clutter.
That does sound nice and clean. Is there some aspect of Facebook that one might be missing from this application? Sounds like you've incorporated many of the important things people are most likely to do.
There are. These limitations are actually imposed by Facebook against third-party app developers. An example is can like somebody's status or you can like somebody's comment on something, but you can't then unlike it. That's no longer possible in the Facebook API. You can read pages that you've subscribed to. You can post to groups that you're in. But say you wanted to add users or delete users from a Facebook group, you have to do all of that through the website. If you want to confirm a friend request, you have to do that through the website. We can take you to that particular page directly from Socialize to make that as easy as possible. So I think the reason that Facebook has done this is to balance privacy along with keeping an API as open as they can make it. You might recall a few years ago, there were a lot of Facebook apps that would just go through everybody's contacts and start spamming everyone's wall. Well, that was because this API allowed third-party developers to do that. So Facebook no longer allows this, and the amount of unsolicited wall spam is pretty much dropped to zero. So what we can do is limited, but I think for, I'd say, 8 or 9 tenths of what most people do, GW Socialize will certainly cover that, if not more.
So if people are interested in finding out more about GW Socialize or downloading the program and trying it out, how do they go about that?
They can go to our website, www.gwmicro.com. And from there, you can find a link to Socialize, or if you want to go straight to it, you can go to gwmicro.com/apps. That's APPS. / GW Socialize. That's GWSOCIALEYES. I do want to point out that this product actually does not have a trial available per se, but we do have a lot of demonstrations on the website that go through pretty much every feature. And of course, the user documentation is available online as well.
Is there a phone number that people can call to contact GW Micro if they want to, or an email address?
Sure. You can give us a call at area code 260-489-3671, Monday through Friday between 8:30 and 5 p.m. Eastern. And you can email sales@gwmicro.com for just general sales questions. Or if you have a technical support issue, you can email support@gwmicro.com.
For this week's final item, more information about a recently announced partnership between GW Micro and Microsoft. In January, GW Micro and Microsoft announced a partnership enabling people to use WindowEyes with Windows. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Essentially, what's happened is in January, as you said, we announced a partnership with Microsoft, which basically allows anybody in the world who has Office 2010 or newer installed on their computer to get a version of our WindowEyes screen reading software absolutely free of charge.
I think there were certain limitations and caveats with that. The screen reader was apparently free, but people needed to pay for support, obviously, and maybe some other additional features. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So the overall feature set is identical to the retail product that we sell. And yes, we are still selling that. But the version of WindowEyes through the offer for users of Microsoft Office, it's the same, except for a few differences. One is that the synthesizers that we ship are not quite the same as what come in the retail version. And that's because we have to pay royalties to the different manufacturers like Nuance. You get eSpeak, which is very robotic sounding, but it is responsive. And we also ship the Microsoft Speech Platform voices. And those are a lot more human sounding. But the voices such as Eloquence, DeckTalk, Vocalizer, and Vocalizer Expressive, as I said before, we have to pay royalties on those, so we can't just give them away. But those are available for purchase, so you can make WindowEyes sound just like the retail product if you want to. And the prices aren't too bad. Another difference, this is probably the biggest difference between the two versions, is that GW Micro has historically been known for providing very excellent customer service and product support. And those folks who are still running the retail edition of WindowEyes get unlimited tech support. Customers are welcome to call in, email, whatever they need to do, and they will get a live human who will help them get their issue resolved. With this free version of WindowEyes, the installation support that you get for free is limited strictly to installation issues. So if you have problems installing WindowEyes, we will help you get that resolved. But if you have a technical problem that really is not installation related, then you will have to either use a free resource such as our mailing lists or our training materials that are up on our website, or you'll have to pay for tech support. There are a few other differences between the retail version of WindowEyes and this free one. One is that we don't ship any Braille or large print hotkey guides or quick start guides, which obviously, since this is a download-only product, you wouldn't expect to get that anyway. But we do sell those separately for $20, or you can download those resources off of our website and Braille them out yourself if you'd like to. There's also no installation CD, again, because this is a download-only product. But again, you can buy one if you want to. And the final difference is the GW Connect Skype application that we developed a few years ago. If you are using the retail edition of WindowEyes, you can just use GW Connect and it will just work. For anyone who's using, say, another screen reader or this free edition of WindowEyes, you will get advertisements about every half an hour, but otherwise the program will run unrestricted. And just like with everything else, you can buy an ad-free experience of GW Connect like you've always been able to do to get rid of those ads if that's a big deal.
So that should help eliminate some of the misunderstandings that might be out there based on whatever announcements people saw and traded over the internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if anybody's interested in getting hold of this free version of WindowEyes for Office 10 and beyond, how would they get that?
Yeah, it's very easy. You can just go to www.windowEyes4office. That's the words WindowEyes, E-Y-E-S, F-O-R, office.com. You can download it directly from there. And I would certainly encourage anyone listening to give it a try. I mean, you really have nothing to lose. It's totally free. We also do have more information on ordering the voices on the page and a list of frequently asked questions, which I would strongly recommend you at least peruse, because a lot of questions we get are already answered there.
And as usual, for people that didn't write all that information down, all of the contact information and links to other shows we'll have in our show notes at www.eyesonsuccess.net, along with other resources and our new search feature.
That's it for show number 1413. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about an organization called Knowbility and their work to improve access to technology. Accessible technology is a key to providing equal education, employment, and social opportunities for people with disabilities. We'll talk with Sharon Rush, the executive director of Knowbility, about how that organization promotes these goals, including their upcoming annual 3-day training workshop called Access You. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and Audioboo at Eyes on Success and on Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.